Good morning, Francis.
Good morning, Nick.
What bits of information are we going to share today?
Well, I always try to bring something that allows us to keep a little more money in our pockets, maybe.
Yep.
So did you know that if you never filed a bankruptcy and you pay your taxes on time, that you might be eligible for a $9,500 federal grant?
Right. I did not know that.
That's because it isn't true.
It's not true.
But that is what the gentleman who called me on the phone yesterday said to me.
You got another call
from
another scammer.
On my cell phone, which is on a do not call list.
Oh, boy.
They don't care. Because they cloak their numbers, so it's so hard to catch them.
Yeah, they know they're not going to get caught. This is what he told you.
So, yeah, I looked at my phone. I saw Washington, D.C. exchange. Mm-hmm. I answered it because I know people in D.C.
Yeah.
And a gentleman told me very officially, you know, that my name and phone number had been selected. And he was calling from the Federal Grant Administration. I love that. And I was eligible for this $9,500 grant, which I would never have to pay back, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I played a little cat and mouse with him for a while and said, really? I said, I hardly think so, right? And he went on to tell me how, because I had been a good person and I had never filed a bankruptcy and I had paid my taxes on time, so on and so forth, that I, in fact, was going to get this money. And all he needed was my checking account information for the one-time fee and to deposit the funds, of course.
Yeah, they'll deposit it right in, no problem. They'll deposit it right in your account.
So remember a week ago or so, we talked about how they love to get you into a panic mode. And
yes.
If they can get you to panic, that's where they get you. These people are so well-trained. So he starts out very professionally talking to me as though we're having a regular business conversation.
Mm-hmm.
At the point where I started to push back and I said to him, I think you might have called a wrong number. And he said, no, ma'am, is this? And my name is Francis Ram. Yes, I said it is. But I don't think you know what I do for a living. And I don't think you want to call me back. And he said, we have the perfect right to call you. I said, actually, you don't. I'm on a do not call list. And so now I'm getting pushy, right?
Yeah.
And I'm late for a lunch, right? And I'm trying to get this guy off the phone. And at the same time, I'm trying to get enough information so I can report him.
Which is what we talked about last time.
I just love it when they call me,
yeah.
You know? So in any case, I said to him, well, you know, if you call me again, I'm going to report it to my friend who works for the FBI. Now he got really nasty and he started shouting at me and saying, ma'am, you're lying to me and I'm going to report you. He tried to get me rattled.
Right.
So they're really well trained.
Yeah.
Really, really well trained. So finally, I told him I didn't think he should call me back again. If he did, I would report him. And I finally had to tell him, I'm going to hang up now and please don't call me back again. Mm-hmm. Do you understand me? And he said, I understand you, ma'am, but you're missing a great opportunity here. And
wow.
I said, oh, yeah, he kept
going. He did not let it go.
No. And I said, well, so be it. And I actually said goodbye and then hung the phone up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, then I wanted to see, how hot was this scam? Was it just me getting a call right now? Was it a new scam, an old scam? So I went to the web and I just Googled federal grant scam. That's all I Googled. Oh, and I put the year 2017. And it pops up right at the top of the charts.
It does.
Federal Trade Commission, Better Business Bureau, all of it right through April and into May. So you might get this call, but I promise you no government organization is calling you to tell you you've
qualified
for a grant.
To give you $9,500, yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
All right.
And if it did, they certainly don't need your checking account information.
Nope. Dr. Francis Ram is the Money Doctor, Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement, joins us every week here on the Valley's Morning Show. People have questions about any segment they hear, they can always reach out to you.
Of course, 413-774-5555 or at the web at powerdowndebt.com.